Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Girl, you told me.
10:37, 23 minutes now in front of 11 o'clock. Coming up in a moment, we're going to be joined by David LaVake from the Star Tribune and Lauren Nelson. They co-wrote the book, Turning Time, Stories from 75 Years of the Minnesota Boys State Hockey Tournament. The publisher, the Minnesota Historical Society Press. We'll visit with those guys in a moment. We should tell you, the Timberwolves won. They beat Atlanta. 125-113 the final tonight in Atlanta. Wolves in San Antonio come Wednesday night. We'll be on the air at 7 o'clock. Wild get beat in New York 3-2 in overtime by the Rangers. They'll continue their stay in the greater New York area. They'll have a date with the Devils in Jersey on Tuesday night. They'll return home Friday night to battle Ottawa. Otherwise, quiet locally on this Monday night. Monday night football, just a beatdown. Baltimore all over the LA Rams in the Coliseum, 45-6. All right, we're good to go. And let's bring in David LaVake and Lauren Nelson. Guys, thanks so much for joining us. David, pleasure to visit with you.
Good evening, Steve. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, and Lauren, thanks so much for taking time out. We got Lauren? All right, well, we'll visit with David while we try and get Lauren. Lauren, are you there?
I think I'm plugged in now.
All right, good. We got you. Right. You know, technical live radio, you get it. David, let's start with you. Where did the idea come from to do a book about the state tournament?
Well, Lauren and I have been covering the tournament together for the last 6 years, and we have immersed ourselves in different research during that time. And we just kind of talked and said, you know, there's never been a book that's been done in the vein of telling stories and narratives. And we just thought, with all of the history, with all of the color, with all of everything that goes into it, that would sure be a great book to create. And Lauren agreed in about 10 seconds.
It didn't take me that long. It took me like two, I think.
Yeah. Well, you guys dug right in, too. You did a ton of interviews, Lauren.
Oh, man. We did, I think we counted up the interviews that we did, over 400, like about 200 a piece.
That's correct.
So we spent a couple years, a lot of time on the phone, talking to folks, and in person when we could. And obviously the most fun part of the book is getting with these guys and hearing their stories.
And I'm sure, Lauren, the challenge is tracking down some of the old-timers and trying to find these people who've, you know, scattered to the wind, so to speak.
Well, you know, I think it would be for most folks and for us too at times, but luckily David and I have been kind of on the high school hockey beat, sure, so to speak, for many years. So we know a lot of people who know people who know people. So eventually you follow the breadcrumbs and you can kind of get to the person you want. And I did write, 6-7 years ago, I wrote the top 100 high school players of all time in Minnesota. So I had a pretty good phone list of numbers of guys that helps in this project too.
Well, and Dave, for you, it had to be a ton of fun to sit down with some of these people. And, you know, generally when you guys are out covering high school sports, you're doing game stories and features and that sort of thing. But to really jump in and spend time and let these people tell their stories, that had to be cool.
It was incredibly gratifying. As Lauren said, a lot of the work had to be done by phone. And a lot of the times you were talking to these people for the very first time, but they opened up so quickly and so freely, and I think that speaks to the power of the tournament and what it meant in their lives then and what it still means in their lives today. They wanted to make sure that they represented themselves and their teammates well and shared some really great stories that were hilarious mostly, but also things that were very touching and personal.
Yeah, and you talk to a lot of big stars, and I don't think there's anybody who grew up in this state loving the state tournament that doesn't have, you know, a ton of memories. And that's what's so fun about a book like this. And I remember, David, when you were telling me about the idea and that it was in the works and that at some point, and I'm so glad you guys are able to join us. I remember very well, and maybe I haven't bored you guys with this story, but just as a kid, my mom and dad was a teacher and a coach, and they'd get together with their friends and they'd go to the state tournament. My first exposure to the state tournament, and pardon me, I'm getting old, was at the Old Met in Bloomington. And we went to the consolation and the third place game because those were on Saturday afternoon and tickets were readily available. So my dad piled all the neighborhood kids into the car. And I just remember walking into the Met for the first time and being a part of the tournament. And I was hooked from that moment on. I was just a young kid.
That's outstanding. That means you were there between 69 and 75. Those were the seasons that the tournament was played in Bloomington.
Yeah, and that tells you how old I am if I remember way back then. But, you know, I don't remember, and I want to be quick to point this out, the St. Paul Auditorium, which is now Roy Wilkins. I don't remember that building, but I do remember the Old Met, and then obviously the Civic Center, the short stint at Target Center, and then back to St. Paul and the X. But I'm sure as part of the book, players, coaches, how do you get it all in a book? I'm sure there's some stuff that couldn't make it in. That probably had to be the biggest challenge, Lauren, is kind of paring this thing down into something that's not as thick as the New York phone book.
It's funny you would start with me with that because David and I joke about that all the time because I would do my interviews and say, I've got all this great stuff. And of course, you know, each chapter can only be so long. And, you know, we had a word count that we had to stick to. And if I had my way, I'd probably still be writing. It'd be the size of a telephone book.
Yeah.
And but David reined me in as necessary. And that was one of the things as we started this. It was like, you know, are we going to – it's going to be hard to come up with enough material for good storytelling, good stories. And it was incredibly apparent early on that we were going to have more than enough, like you're saying, to write this book.
Lauren Nels and David LeVake joining us. Brand new book coming soon. It is available for pre-order. We'll have more on that, and it will be available in early 2020, Turning Time Stories from 75 Years, the Minnesota Boys Hockey State Tournament. And David, I want to jump in with a point about the stories. I'm sure it goes far beyond the games themselves.
Oh, you know, absolutely.
The whole experience, trips to the cities, that sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you think about 1947, you know, for example, that's you know, I wrote the 1945 chapter, the 1947. The 1945 chapter was pretty focused because you needed to get into Gene Aldrich, the man that founded the tournament, and a man that there isn't a lot of information available out there about. But I was managed to talk to his son, John, and he was able to fill in a lot of gaps. So you get to know that. 1947, you know, the St. Paul Johnson Championship, Lou Catronio is still with us. Jim Sedin is still with us. And these guys don't remember all the finer points of the games, but they remember each other. They remember some of the stories. And it became pretty apparent, I should say, early on, that that's where the storytelling happens, not whether or not a guy scored on the forehand or
right.
The backhand.
Yeah, for sure. And just, I would assume some of the more fascinating are the journeys from those teams from the range or International Falls that would come to the cities or up from Rochester. That I love that stuff, whatever the state tournament, but the hockey tournament with that tradition steeped in the great teams in the early days, particularly coming down from the range.
Yeah, I'm asked what's my favorite chapter, it's kind of like when you fill out those bubble tests in school, yeah. And option D was always all of the above. That's generally my answer because whatever chapter I just proofread or something, that's my favorite chapter for that 5-minute span. And that's a testament to the storytelling we were able to Conjure, and through the interviews that we did with the guys and through the years, and it was just kind of one stacked on top of the other. And at one point, I remember saying to Lauren, there's a lot of really good stuff here, and he agreed, and it was the guy's willingness to share good times and challenging times, and it made for some great stories.
And if people are listening in Roseau or Warroad, I'm not leaving anybody out. As a matter of fact, some well-known folks from Roseau are part of the book. They wrote the foreword. How did you guys land the Brattons?
Well, you know, we wanted we thought about them early on as you know, families are a big part of the book. There's a lot of great hockey families in the state, and I think the Brattons would be at the top of the list for a lot of people. So yeah, we just made some inroads with those guys. They were super helpful and willing to do it, and we got all three of them in a room, and man, they were gracious with their time and telling us stories, and we had a lot of fun. And you know, we were showing them pictures of Roseau games that they played in, and they thought they were pretty surprised to see some of that. And we told them some stories about some old Roseau teams that they didn't know about, and of course they told us a lot of great anecdotes and behind-the-scenes stuff from when they played, too.
All right, David Levesque, Lauren Nels, joining us, their book, Tourney Time Stories from 75 Years of the Minnesota Boys Hockey State Tournament. The publisher is the Minnesota Historical Society Press. We'll tell you how to pre-order coming up in a moment right here on the CCO. Time is tight. We've got the news at 11, Lake Knight Henry off all week. Steve Thompson sitting in. Pleased to be joined by Lauren Nelson and David Levesque. Their brand new book coming out early in 2020, Tourney Time, stories from 75 years of the hockey tournament. And guys, before we let you go, and we do run out of time, we do want to talk about that part about pre-orders. The publisher is the Minnesota Historical Society Press. David, how do people get the book? How do they pre-order?
They go to MN, like the initials for Minnesota, HS.org, and then / MNHS Press, /books/ Tourney Time.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
So what are we thinking, Lauren? When's this going to be available in 2020? Early 2020, I understand. Well,
The approximate release is going to be in February. We're still trying to tighten that up, but we're talking February for in time for hopefully the section playoffs, and certainly in time for the state tournament.
Wow, it is exciting, and once again, a little technical problem with Lauren. We apologize for that, but Lauren Nelson, David Levesque, and this has got to be exciting to finally have this book ready to go for the world to see.
It's really been a gratifying project. We set out early on, you know, you talk to guys from way back and they'd say, hey, thanks for doing this. And you'd say, well, sure. But I understood what it meant later, because if you go back and look at the old newspapers, they really didn't talk to kids the way we do now. They really didn't quote the kids. So all these years later, these guys were getting to have their say. And they just really appreciated that. You know, some of them, you know, are getting on in years, and they appreciate knowing that what they did is going to matter to all of us forever in this book. And that's a very humbling idea that we get to be a part of.
Well, thanks, guys. Appreciate the time once again. David Levesque and Lauren Knowles, and once again, Tourney Time. You can pre-order, once again, Minnesota Historical Society Press is the publisher of that one. And for me, I don't read much. More than 200 photos in this book, so you can pre-order, coming out once again in early 2020.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.